Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, Fionnán Sheehan, Ireland editor with the Irish Independent, is here. Fionnán, your column this morning about the meeting that's happening between the Minister, Hildegard Nocton, and the DAA. And you're writing there, ooh, the management must be quaking in their boots. Why do you say such a thing?
So the Minister of State with special responsibility for international travel and logistics, Hildegard Nocton, has been meeting with management of the DAA for the last 2 months. Since this issue came up, we were told she was having daily meetings when the problem was at its height in March, and she was having twice weekly meetings and weekly meetings to get regular updates. And yet what happened at the weekend still happened. So you are questioning, well, what was the purpose of all those meetings? We had Fine Gael TDs this morning saying these are all operational matters for Dublin Airport. Yeah, absolutely. But you have a minister who was directly getting involved, and yet we had these chaotic scenes at the weekend. We're told this morning that I'm hearing that Eamon Ryan might be showing a bit of interest at long last in this mm-hmm. issue. One government source pointing out Eamon Ryan not a fan of international air travel, so he's put his ideological views aside, and as the senior transport minister is apparently getting involved and is supposedly attending that meeting this morning.
Oh, he's going. Okay.
So I'm told. Two government sources said to me this morning Eamon Ryan will be attending that meeting as well. It puts a little bit of extra gravity on the situation from the government's perspective. If you were only meeting with a junior minister for the last 2 months, you wouldn't be taking it as seriously as when you're meeting a senior cabinet minister and one from government. But
I don't know what the politicians can do. They can't magic up the staff.
Well, let's be quite clear here. We own this airport. It's not London City Airport. It's not a private entity. This is a semi-state body. Mm-hmm. The government is responsible for appointing members of the board who are in charge of appointing members of management. So it is a state-run organisation that is owned and paid for by the taxpayers. So therefore, we have a right to assume that there is some level of political accountability on this matter. So you can't just pitch the blame on to they're not a Dublin Airport Authority are not a private company in their own right. So what are the ministers going to do? Well, you'd assume they'll seek to get some sort of explanation about what exactly happened at the weekend and what's going to be done to ensure there isn't a repeat next weekend when the June bank holiday weekend kicks in. The nobody issue does go back, as Duncan Smith, the Labour Party, referred to. What changed in the last 2 years? Obviously, people were travelling less due to COVID-19. Once passenger numbers started to go up again, fine, things like routes had changed, the habits of airlines having more flights on particular days had changed. Passengers weren't as used to going through secure. But what had mainly changed at Dublin Airport was the layoffs. There was a voluntary redundancy programme during the course of COVID-19. Around about 1,000 staff all told leaving at this point, and within that believed to be around about 200 to 250 security staff. Now there's a question mark around that. In that voluntary redundancy programme are supposed to be around people whose jobs no longer really exist, and therefore they're being let go. Security staff at the time obviously were on furlough due to a lack of passengers going through Dublin Airport. But in the longer run, these were still essential critical mm-hmm. roles. So what Dublin Airport are now doing is effectively hiring people to replace the people who they let go on redundancy only in the last 18 months. So what was the logic behind that move of letting people go who you didn't need to let go? Was that purely a cost-cutting exercise? Was that signed off on by the board of the DAA? And the what was the Department of Transport's level of knowledge?
But as I was saying earlier on, the DAA have said, and they've said it on this programme, that every time they advertise for staff, they get thousands of people applying. Thousands of people applying for those jobs, because the argument has been made that they're not paying enough, mm-hmm. that they're offering contracts. You wrote about this morning, where they're saying you have to be available for 40 hours, but you might only get 20 in a week and so on. And the conditions aren't favourable. But their argument is they have so many people applying for this, they can't get through the applications.
Yeah, but yet they're also saying they've been having difficulties in hiring people and getting them on board. The bottleneck is around training, obviously, because of the high security sensitivity in an airport. there is fairly rigorous training that, that you have to go through. And so hence they're saying, right, we'll be fully staffed up by the end, by early to the end of June at some point. Their difficulty being, it's very hard to figure how an airport that knows how many flights are going out and therefore how many passengers will be on board those flights doesn't know how many will be coming through the front door. There's a noticeable difference, for example, in car traffic around Dublin and cities around the country today, because a lot of secondary schools have been finishing up different classes
for the exams,
for exams and therefore people have been getting away on holiday early. So really, you know, the holiday season doesn't just start next weekend with the June bank holiday weekend. Some people tend to try and get out early. As you were pointing out, there would appear to have been rostering and absenteeism issues at the airport.
Well,
the
that's
weekend.
What they said. The
they
GAA,
knew they were coming in for a busy weekend with, yeah. with two major matches
I
on.
I just don't see how this problem is solved ahead of a really busy weekend coming up. And if you're somebody who has a flight booked on Friday, Saturday, Sunday or Monday of the bank holiday weekend, what do you do?
Well, assuming you have a passport as well. That's the
you won't be getting
other,
it through the passport
the other
express.
Issue at the moment, there appears to be a concerted campaign on the government's part to keep you on the island. Whether you want to leave or not? So yeah, there is, and again, these are public services that people are expecting will be provided. If you had a situation as you're having with the passport and with Dublin Airport at the moment with private companies, where there was a customer service experience problem with the passports, they're saying 40% of people are filling out the forms wrong. With Dublin Airport, we saw one in every 50 passengers that went through that airport at the weekend did not get on their flight. So that's one in every 50 customers were not provided with the service that they were supposed to be. And the other 49 had to queue for hours on end. If they were private companies, you would see a response to that in terms of like, what processes have we got in place? Are there problems with our system? Is there a broader communications issue that we need to expand upon with our customers to better inform them on how to use our services in terms of how to access them or turning up at time? You would see that response that we're not really seeing on government level at the moment. Government level response seems to be, if a service isn't working properly, let's change the name of it. So Dublin Airport will become Dublin Groundport, one presumes, this week.
Let's see what's going to happen in the coming hours. We're keeping an eye on that meeting as well. Any details from it, we'll bring it to you later on. And as we said, Eddie Wilson from Ryanair will join us and Graeme McQueen from the Dublin Airport Authority. That's after 11 o'clock. Coming up next, though, the Oireachtas Justice Committee last week recommended a ban on all gambling ads before the 9 o'clock watershed. But should the lotto be included in that too? Brian O'Connell reports.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.